So I haven't been grilling a lot recently, but I have been cooking a lot of meats. I live in a little apartment smoking and I don't have a grill. It's not smoking meats, just like a lot of stuff with the broiler and really, really hot pans. That's my jam.
I got a whole ass chuck roast in the oven. I got like, it's like 7 fucking pounds. It's huge.
I love a good chuck roast.
What is a chuck? Good luck, Chuck.
I don't know what part of the cow it is, but I know that it tastes good.
Wait, it's a cow?
It's the Charles part of the cow.
It's the business end.
Yes, right.
They're the little football guy enemies from Super Mario World. Charging Chuck. You just kill one, dress it, and roast it.
Dress
what about
it
a bullet
in
bill? Would that
clothes?
Taste good if you roasted it right? Or do you got to grill a bullet bill?
We got to rank the Mario enemies by how tasty they would be if you cooked and ate them.
Mm.
Koopas, see, they're plentiful, but they're just so gamey. You know,
but they're also
running
like,
around constantly. They never stop walking.
I imagine they would have the consistency of like, or maybe I'm thinking of the, what are the little turtle guys?
Koopas.
Yeah, Koopa Troopas.
Oh, those are Troopas. Goombas. Goombas I think, would just be big portobellos.
Yes. Yeah, they'd be a nice big mushroom you could roast up.
Are Goombas vegan? That's a question.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I'll one up you. Are piranha plants vegan? That's the question.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you'd like make a piranha plant. Would it be a good salad? They seem like they'd be very muscly or whatever.
What about those cactus guys?
I feel like
imagining those are just like big, just a stack of melons.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could slice it up and make a nice like cactus salad. Or not salad, taco. Those are good.
Oh, yeah, Nepalanos.
Mm-hmm. I'm imagining it's like their body is like a coconut, except like a murderous coconut, right? Like same sweet coconut milk inside, but just like horrible spiky death on the outside.
You got to know how to
prepare
it.
I'm trying to have a blooper sashimi. You know? I actually do enjoy like squid. Like squid, like calamari. Like, so I'm trying to see what a blooper tastes like.
Okay, wait a minute though. What about your Magic Koopas and your Lakitu? I mean, Lakitu, is that even ethical to eat? He wears glasses. He's basically a person.
Yeah, but you know, the real forbidden fruit here is Monty Mole.
Oh, yeah, because he's so nice.
And because they've been furred and trapped to death in the early 19th century.
Yeah, he's the only one who really classified as a mammal.
Right, but also probably the most succulent meats.
Would the Koopa Troopas that can fly taste more like chicken? Like tastes like a like poultry instead of turtle? Or are they just
maybe? I feel like
turtles?
They would taste like reptile.
Yeah. I'm trying to make a bone broth with the marrow bones from a dry bone.
The dry bone.
Mm. Yeah, that's a bridge too far.
There's not much meat, but yeah, you can get a lot of soup out of that if you roast it for a long time.
I hear it's good.
You got
but
a stew going
at the as the pod representative. For Dry Bones Gang, I have to draw the line here. That's totally unacceptable.
Right. It tastes good, but it has the same effects as Datura. So
it's
a drug.
Oh, okay. I know about drugs,
I think
actually.
The only one that I would really honestly eat is the little fish with wings that jumps out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little fish.
Probably like a cross between a chicken and a trout. Yeah.
Yeah, and also fuck them.
Yeah, they're so annoying.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing as Pokemon, right? Like there are different levels of intelligence ascribed to all of the different characters, at least in everybody's individual headcanon. So you got to be like, well, you know, a Magikarp. Obviously, I would eat a Magikarp. But
sure.
Like, mm-hmm. Would I eat like I don't know, like a Diglett?
I'm a Machop.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's just a fucking guy.
Machoke is like a dude who lifts weights.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to eat a Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime. He's like a smart guy. Doesn't Alakazam have an IQ of like 5,000 in canon? It's like way smarter than humans.
There was a Mr. Mime that was like common law married to Ash's mom, more or less. Yeah. So.
Wait, what?
Look it up.
He just lived there for like 10 years. He would watch TV and stuff. He was very smart.
I don't know my Pokemon lore that well.
All right, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Beep Beep Lettuce. We're not talking about... I think we've settled that question. Cheap is the right answer. Mm-hmm. Eat the cheap.
Yeah.
The ultimate is killing Bowser in World 8-4 and then roasting him in the lava.
Yeah.
And then having roasted charred Bowser.
That's a delicacy. Yeah.
No, I think you would want to smoke him.
I bet you would want to smoke him.
Whatever you do with Bowser, it's important that he's on a spit and there's an apple in his mouth.
That's the traditional way to make a Bowser.
One of the fire flowers that makes you shoot fire.
Oh yeah, that probably already is like pre-smoked kind of.
Yeah. So what do we got today, boys?
How's everybody's holiday season going? Y'all in New York.
Oh yeah, this is Christmas episode.
Okay, for the snow. How was that?
The snow was beautiful.
Big, beautiful snow.
Oh yeah, you don't have to drive anywhere, do you?
No.
We walked through it, and it was lovely.
I live on a mountain.
Oh yeah, God, you do live on a mountain.
I work at the base of the mountain, so every day it's like a white knuckle situation. Am I going to live or am I going to win slave?
Hell yeah.
That sounds awful. So did it snow really bad there?
Oh, it was terrible. And then like,
oh my God,
2 days after the snow, like once the roads all started to get kind of okay, it dipped just above freezing for like 4 hours and turned everything into a soupy mess and then refroze. So it's just been a fucking nightmare.
Jesus.
Yeah, lovely. But
that's tough.
My holiday spirits are up. I've been calling and texting and receiving cards from all my various family members. My dad wrote me a fucking essay on the inside of a card. I guess that's his replacement for me getting drunk with him two nights in a row, which is what we usually do.
On Christmas?
Yeah, or just near it. I usually go visit my family at the beginning of the month to avoid holiday traffic. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to spend Christmas Eve just cleaning my gun.
That's a good way to go.
Nice. Yeah. Santa shows up, you're ready for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'd like to see that red fuck climb down my chimney and try to just redistribute toys.
Yeah, there's a Weird Al song about this, actually.
What is it called?
Oh, yeah. The Night Santa Went Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do we got to this week? Has been a wild week. Very beautiful snow. But also some news. Mm-hmm. And this week we've got a shipping disaster caused by lack of attention.
So there was a shipping company called Nagashiki Shipping out of Japan that ran aground one of its bulk carriers in Mauritius, which is a small island. And apparently they were just they were being lax in their safety protocols. And several people aboard the tanker were wanting better cell phone reception. So they were just kind of trying to steer the ship towards better cell phone reception.
What the fuck?
And now,
yo, hold up.
They weren't walking around the ship. They were just like driving the entire ship towards the cell phone tower.
Yeah. What if phones, but too much to the point where it causes a fucking ecological
nightmare? I'm finally on board with what if phones, but too much. Cause this was a 300 meter bulker ship that ran aground in the pristine waters of Mauritius and immediately proceeded to spoil them for the next, I don't even know how many decades. Like, how much ecological damage does an oil spill
do? Until the earth burns.
Yeah.
And it was probably just because somebody left, like, a comment on an e-girl's photo and was, like, constantly refreshing to see if she DM'd him and was like, well, must be because we're out of range.
Yeah.
she probably wants to marry me by now.
The crew on board the tanker set their Tinder distance to the maximum, and so the island of Mauritius was just within their radius. So they were just like, get us a little closer, Captain.
We can swipe. I need to swipe. It's been too long.
Dude, do Dua Lipa responded to me. You have to get closer.
Dude, Belle Delphine said I can get half off the bathwater if I act now.
Oh, yeah. Belle Delphine is doing like a new thing, right?
Posting dick sucking videos on her.
I guess she's doing actual porn now. I don't know. The most disturbing thing that I saw was Boogie, you know, that the fat YouTube guy that gets angry.
Yeah.
You
know? Mm-hmm.
So he said something about, I see Bella Delphine. I just want to ground her and take away her cell phone. And then she actually responded and was like, oh, please ground me, daddy.
Gross.
Why would you tell us that?
That sounds like an interaction between two profoundly unlikable people.
If I gotta deal with that shit in my brain, knowing, and the other thing is the fact that you know enough context about like the internet and right. about like who these people are to know why that is fucking awful is
very
just
annoying.
Oh God, I've horrifically wasted my brain.
I mean, I've been trying to avoid that shit more recently. Like when something comes up about Belle Delphine or whatever on Twitter, or somebody posting like a fucking embrace tradition meme. I'm like, oh yeah, aren't there fucking books I should be reading right now? Haven't I been meaning to replay Super Mario RPG this year?
Or anything.
Yeah, anything?
Do anything else.
Staring at a leaf for an hour?
Go burn my That's feet in the bathtub fun. Would be more fun than that.
Yeah, y'all spending the entire Christmas season worried about some girl on OnlyFans. Y'all worried about the wrong bells doth ring.
Bell.
Ring.
I don't know. You getting there?
Yeah, you usually there.
Yeah, we'll work shop
it.
I'll
I'll make it into a you just YouTube pooping Todd.
You're all decking the wrong halls.
It could be worse, Todd. You could be the captain of a ship who ran his ship aground in Mauritius just so he could call PayPal to make sure they weren't still charging him for his Pornhub premium account. You know?
Well, maybe he's just a man of principles and he found out that Pornhub was deleting all the good stuff, so he was like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Speaking of Pornhub, this isn't anywhere near on topic, but someone posted an some kind of article where Pornhub was getting a lot of pushback for people were like, I've seen child pornography on there, and they're like, we're deleting everything we can, and they're trying really hard to delete child porn or whatever. And then someone was like, there's been like 800,000 cases of child porn on Facebook, but like no one's like shut down Facebook.
No.
I thought that was an interesting point. I think they should both be shut down, Bryn,
because you know, Facebook is a publisher, whereas Pornhub is technically social media. Facebook is not. Whatever legal loopholes they're using.
Yeah, sure, we can have child porn because Facebook, we have billions of dollars.
Or wait,
yeah,
exactly. Pornhub is registered the same way as the Wall Street Journal, and Facebook is technically registered as a mortuary, I believe. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm sure whatever fucking laws govern the internet, it's like they're just reinterpreting broadly the rules that like cover the mail and then also magazines. It's like very out of date.
Yeah, I mean, like technically, whatever rules apply to Facebook or Twitter as non-publisher or as like hosts, like the same rules apply if you just like put up a bulletin board somewhere. And I think that's maybe not the right amount of oversight to have for these like monolithic institutions. But I don't know.
Listen, if I want to be able to look for my cat, do I want the government telling me I have to have a permit to put up a piece of paper saying Spock is missing?
Look, what if my cat happens to be named a slur? Is it against my rights to put that name up on the board if I'm H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah, I'm H.P. Lovecraft.
Okay, well, speaking of ridiculous standards and weird antiquated laws, apparently today Trump did an executive action to ban modernist architecture from federal buildings, preferring instead that all new federal buildings are built in a classical style, saying, and this is a quote, merely that they must be beautiful.
This fucking powdered wig motherfucker.
Yeah. I think this is good. I think it's good.
No.
Because here's the thing. Because like on one hand, like cool modernist architecture is awesome. But if you're talking about the fucking prefab glass and metal like shit boxes that are infesting literally every rapidly gentrifying neighborhood in the country, then fuck it. I hope that they don't build any more of that shit. Then anything that puts a stop to that shit is okay.
Well, look, here's my stance on it, is that a fucking public building should be as cold and stripped down and utilitarian as fucking possible, so as not to give the fuckheads who go to work in it every day any delusions of grandeur or anything, which is why I have a proposal for nothing but poured concrete domes all across Washington, D.C.
Yeah, geodesic Buckminster Fuller style domes.
That's exactly right.
It just looks like a colony on the moon in Washington, D.C.
You want to work here? You want to be in power? You get to bake in the fucking sun.
That's right.
that's the real reason the Saudi hijackers did 9/11. It was because we had our buildings just looked too good. You know, the Pentagon, it just looked too good. I mean, you had like really, you know, listeners, take a very, very close look at all of the different camera footage of the Pentagon on 9/11. It looks so good. There's no other reason that you should take a close look at that footage.
It's just beautiful footage.
It was definitely a cruise missile or anything. Just look at the architecture. Look at all of the security camera camera footage on 9/11. Mm-hmm.
It's great Pentagon. Footage.
Yeah, I just imagine the fucking 9/11 hijackers like in a locker room together beforehand, like, hey, Twin Towers looking thick today, boy. Yeah. You see that juicy dumper on the Pentagon?
I can't wait to hit the broad side of that shit.
Maybe that's the real reason that they crashed the plane without hitting the White House. They were like, look at that classical architecture. It draws to mind, you know, Greek concepts of beauty.
Yeah,
I can't bring myself to destroy that, even though what it represents is so disgusting.
They were so overwhelmed with like a sudden kinship with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington that they like...
Well, they are from Saudi Arabia.
Is that movie with Denzel Washington the one where they like chop off the top of the Washington Monument while he's trying to keep the plane from crashing? Is that the one, or am I thinking of some other movie about a plane crash?
I mean, the only other one I know of is Sully.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of plane crash movies.
Yeah.
Sully is actually really good.
I made us watch the whole end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have the kind of autism that makes you really care about aviation.
Yeah.
He was describing in like vivid detail the kind of plane it was and like the engine design and like why it was so epic that he managed to land on the river. It was a fun time. I'm not even making fun of Todd. It was
a good time.
I forgot about this.
It was a long time ago. Yeah.
But
COVID.
You don't forget the exact model of engine on a Cessna, but you forget about that, huh, Todd? Your friendships.
Well, go ahead.
I think that's the same kind of brains that the people who decided to cause an ecological disaster had for boats, though. They're like, we need to have this boat connected to Wi-Fi.
Well, that's also like the funny thing about this this Trump declaration that you can no longer do brutalist architecture in Washington, D.C. or whatever is like, it's so vague and formless. It's like very typically Trump. It feels like a bold declaration of something, but it's really just like the same way that they've been building bullshit in the Capitol for like 100 years.
Folks,
now.
From now on, we're only going to allow new buildings to be built in the cottage core style. We're going to have hanging Edison style light bulbs everywhere in the tax office. All right. We're going to have steaming mugs of hot chocolate and nice sweaters and brown paper packages tied up with string.
We're only listening to Fleet Foxes Helplessness Blues and the Lumineers.
The good stuff. Folks, it's the good stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing. If he was saying we couldn't do the glass stuff, I think Todd's right about that. Mm-hmm. That's just the new fucking like modernist Grecian weeb stuff. And that shit should also be banned because it's terrible. Mm-hmm. But he didn't ban just brutalism. He just said it had to be old looking. It had to look like fucking the Romans.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like that's stupid.
Okay, well, 1940s. Wait. How old, right? Because like when I think of something that's old and beautiful, 16-bit graphics jump to mind, right? Like, so how do we get a building like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to look exactly like something from Fire Emblem. Yeah.
It has to look like the Boo Castle from Super Mario World.
We're going to take Frank Lloyd Wright's DNA, we're going to inject it into a Zoomer TikToker, and we're going to let him design every federal building from now on.
That's a good idea.
I think the more power you have, the worse of a building you should work in. Like, the president should have to work in like a mud hut with a thatch roof or a straw roof. That's what I'm talking about.
So you're saying make the primitive technology YouTube guy the president.
Yes,
he builds his own mud hut and then rules the country.
That guy builds fucking nice ass places.
Swimming pool.
Yes. That guy built like an underground home with a basement and two pools.
They take bamboo shoots and they like make tubing out of them and run that water all the way from the coast inland to their builds just to fill up a pool. These guys know a lot about what they're... I would put them in
that
charge of
insane.
Any development in the center of Manhattan in an instant, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, I'd much rather have him running stuff than like Pete Buttigieg. What the fuck does he know about transportation?
I think that if you rule the country, you have to live in whatever kind of house the poorest person in the country lives in. So mm-hmm. if that's a tent or no house,
yeah.
then you have to live outside.
Yeah. Figure it
Congratulations,
out.
Congratulations, Senator. You live on the subway now.
Yeah. You actually aren't allowed to be inside after 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So get used to that. Or you can, you know, make housing for everybody. and it has to be better be good because it's going to be the kind of apartment you get to live in.
You know, Mitch McConnell was just more happy to die on the street knowing that other poor people are also dying on the street.
Yeah, he's like, how fuck you. At least I have money.
Well, okay. Speaking of money, y'all stoked for our second $1,200 check of the pandemic?
I thought it was $600.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wait. Half of the first one.
Wait. A $1,200 check. What do you want a $600 check for? Look, we can't even afford a $300 check.
You guys are getting paid?
What, 20 Chuck E. Cheese tokens isn't enough for you? You can buy all kinds of prizes with that to feed your family. I think they have some food there.
I got a coupon for a personal pan pizza. I thought that was the stimulus.
So there's a whole bunch of just awful discourse about this. There's really? Also the like tangentially related discourse about like Jimmy Dore saying how AOC should force a floor vote on
We wrapped that up last episode. We have the right take.
A whole bunch of stupid bullshit. It's like, look, electoralism sucks ass, and giving a shit about these vampire psychos and AOC, who's a literal an influencer masquerading as a legislator. Like, don't give a shit about this. But Nancy Pelosi gave a statement today saying $600 is a significant amount for working families, while wearing a dress that I might add accentuates her massive honkers.
Nancy Pelosi?
You know, I guess you can add that if you want to. I don't know why you're adding that.
She's got some big
you know,
naturals.
I gotta tell you.
Really?
I gotta tell you.
I thought she was a corpse.
People
who follow me on Twitter will already know the saga of the brief time where I worked with a guy I refer to as Old Italian Cocaine Man. And he's told me on several occasions, hey, you know, when I was your age, Nancy Pelosi, she was a looker. She was some hot stuff. And every time
she still
I was
is.
Like, buddy, I got to take your word for it. And then I just secretly in my mind didn't take his word for it. I just didn't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Nancy Pelosi was the AOC of her time when she was young.
That's true.
And that's what will happen to AOC. Right.
Yeah. God, we're going to have 70-year-old AOC and as the Speaker of the House and being like, well, here's why poor people should get only bugs to eat because actually it's better for
your
you.
Your bug paste exactly. is still allowed to have 30% insect feces in it, and that's that. It's the way democracy works.
It's already bugs.
Yeah. Other countries are giving thousands of dollars a month to their citizens. They're giving even more money to people who lost their jobs because of the pandemic. And this is what you get in America. This is what you get from the Democratic Party, the party that, you know, even fucking ContraPoints, Vosh, all these supposed leftists were telling you to vote for in the 11th hour. And they offer you fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And the thing about the $600 is that, and if I may do a little bit of accelerationism or immiseration theory right here, I'm even seeing like the not just the suck Dems, but the straight up libs on my friends list on Facebook are like fucking outraged about this. Everybody's fucking outraged about it. So hopefully, like at least the incompetence of this move, like the obvious kick in the teeth that $600 is, will do something to fight against everybody kind of peeling back towards the center during the election, which is, you know, I don't know if that's cowardice or stupidity, but either way, it's not flattering.
Well, Todd, you said that there was really bad take. Like, is there anybody who has ever claimed to be like, quote unquote, on the left? Like at this point, what I'm seeing here is, I think, a really good line in the sand. And this is kind of what I was hoping this would come to if Biden was to be the president, is that like there's no progressives. Everyone should be smart enough to know that progressive is dumb. Progressive isn't a real word. You're either a capitalist or you're a communist. That's it. No fucking wishy-washy leftist bullshit. You either want to end capitalism and every Democrat is your enemy, or you're not. None of this, like, I guess fucking, like, Ilhan Omar is, like, nice to me or whatever.
Ilhan Omar's husband got $2.8 million from the Paycheck Protection Program for his quote-unquote small business consulting firm.
Well, if he uses it to buy her a Gundam, is he good or bad?
And Ilhan Omar is best friends with Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who is literally
they're
pretty tight.
Yes, yeah. they are tight. They are thick as thieves. I'm not even fucking... This is not even a fucking joke. The old... Rashida Tlaib is the only one who I haven't heard anything that has given me cause to hate her. And if she gets any more power, they're just going to fucking assassinate her.
Well, and she's
her.
From Michigan, so just give her time. She'll turn out to be terrible eventually.
But my thing
I think she's all right.
I think she's like probably for a fine now. Lady, but like that's my point is that if you are in the Democratic Party, I don't give a shit how nice you are or how good your heart is.
That's right.
Like you're not on my team.
Yeah, you're not my fucking like that's nice right. aunt. You don't send me a card with money in it on Christmas. So fuck you. I don't care how delightful you are in front of the camera. Make policy that fixes people's lives or get out of office. Or die.
You're right. And this whole fucking conversation has really put the lie to the whole thing. Like, if you are in a position of power and you've bought into the position, if you have put yourself in a position where voting for Nancy Pelosi is something you're arguing for, you're nothing. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I don't give a shit.
If you're a leftist, you have a vested interest in things getting worse, not putting a Band-Aid on them. The only way that things will collapse and something new will form is for things to get so bad that it breaks. All
right. It's not even
If you advocate for voting for Democrats because you think that it'll be easier to have a revolution under a Democrat than a Republican, you're a fucking rube. You're wrong. You're stupid.
Yeah.
And on top of all that, you are actively prolonging this misery state that we live in because you're slapping a Band-Aid on it. You are doing the opposite of what you claim to want.
You want the capitalist state to die.
I'm of two minds about this, right? Because it's like, I agree with almost everything that you just said, Todd, but also like the attempts to save capitalism, quote unquote, that we've seen with like in the past with the New Deal and the Nordic model and all of these different versions of compromise. The American bourgeois aren't even trying that shit. $600?
Yeah, it's so weird.
$600?
Yeah, they don't want to save it.
No, not healthcare, not public transit, not any of the other like quality of life improvements that other countries have been given so that they don't have a communist revolution. $600. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to just like take it. And, you know, for at least the foreseeable future, Americans probably will because they're that well conditioned. But like, I don't even know if it's a question of whether or not we should be rooting for stuff to get worse. I think at this point we should just know it's going to, and we need to be ready. Like
mm-hmm. one of my favorite things that I saw regarding the $600 is CNBC made a list of things you should do with your money.
Oh my God.
When you get your $600 check. Number one,
already
pay off
yourself.
High interest debts. They want you to funnel the money they're
pay
giving
your
you
debt?
Immediately back into the fucking usury that they've subjected you to.
Oh, and on top of all that, it's like, let's say you have high interest debt and let's say you're $100,000 in. $600 means fucking nothing. It means
exactly.
nothing.
It doesn't even touch the principal.
Not even close.
Yeah. Just walk away. If you are in debt, just fucking walk away.
Yeah. Stop paying.
They
that.
Have no
Don't
power
do it.
Over you. There are plenty of jobs that pay under the table,
prisons?
Okay? Exactly.
Yeah, but
well, they probably will.
Yeah, soon enough.
If you're getting in these arguments about, like, I don't really know. I said on the last episode, I don't know who Jimmy Dore is. My sister told me about him. I watched one episode where he talked about how the CIA did 9/11. I was like, this guy seems cool. That's all I know about him. I don't give a shit. But the thing is if you are defending people doing Democratic Party bullshit, literally... The most powerful liberals, capitalists in the world doing business as usual, then you're not a communist. I'm sorry, look, you're not on my team.
If y'all are more worried about somebody criticizing AOC than you are about the person who's currently breaking and entering into your home, you're worrying about jimmying the wrong door.
Hey, he got there.
Oh.
Beautiful.
I got there.
You got there.
I'm going to be honest. The whole first episode we were talking about Jimmy Dore. I thought we were talking about Jimmy Carr, and I was really fucking confused.
Is that the one where you go on acid?
Oh, that was years ago.
That was a while ago.
So I really think that this is a nice thing for me, though. Like, it's really putting a wedge in the sort of discourse of, like, are we talking about liberal democracy or are we talking about communism? Mm-hmm. And, like, anybody pretending to be a progressive or anybody pretending to be a quote-unquote leftist, like, I don't give a shit what you have to say. Like, You know what? If you don't want to build a party, if you don't want to strengthen the working class, if you don't want to make proletarian wins, then shut up. Shut up. I don't care what you have to say.
Well, they're kind of trying to do the thing that happened to anarchism in the 80s and 90s to socialism now, right? Trying to neuter it and make it this like empty, consumable force within liberal capitalism that's just like a cultural moment and nothing else. You throw this hamstick in your bio, you post a few memes, you get some attention online, and that's it. That's the extent of it. It's not, and I'm not saying you have to read theory or feed homeless people or do other praxis to like be a good communist or whatever, but like doing something besides just being a liberal with a hammer and sickle in your name would probably be a good start.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, speaking of something that should happen to Nancy Pelosi, apparently a prominent Russian scientist who was working on a COVID vaccine named Alexander Kagansky
plummeted
to his death the other day.
Not my unit.
From his 14th floor apartment in St. Petersburg.
Damn.
Oh.
I mean, that's what happens you hang out with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, see, the thing here is that the police kind of buried the lead here, because when he plummeted to his death, ostensibly from suicide, of course, which appears to be the most likely conclusion, he was in his underwear and also had suffered a stab wound.
Mm. Yeah.
Trying to find,
I don't know. I'm
going to
blame this one on Spin's Wheel. Hunter Biden? I don't know.
He thought there was crack in him, so he was stabbing him to get to the crack.
I mean, this is probably the CIA. We're being real, right? Mm-hmm. Like
maybe Edward Snowden did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edward Snowden is living in Russia and is a CIA agent, by the way. Who knows?
I mean, yeah, this is just mad suspicious. I don't have a coherent idea for who did this, but it just seems like
Sasha. He was found dead. He fell off the thing. Says Moscow Times. He stabbed himself and then leaped to his death. Says the Moscow Times.
Yeah, well, that's what his friend who was there said. Who is like a suspect who I guess was released, but he was like, "Yeah, we were celebrating his birthday, and then he stabbed himself and leaped to his death."
Oh, it's
yeah.
a normal thing. For
everyone does that on their birthday.
Well, and then
I will be doing that on my birthday.
In the replies to this on Twitter, I see that someone posted another article that came out on the 15th of this month. That says founder of vaccine safety website, ex-pharma insider found dead. And I don't know if this is like an anti-vaxxer or what, but there were definitely a former sales executive at Merck. So, you know, when people who worked for Merck get Merked, it's always a little suspicious.
Oh, y'all worried about the wrong Merck. I just thought it's a developing story. So I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Y'all's attention. But this next story came out back in October, but we haven't really talked about it. But it's something that I talk about a lot, right? There's this whole thing. It's kind of a thing you hear from right wingers where they're like, "I will not live in the pod. I will not eat the bugs," whatever. And it's supposed to be like, "Oh, if you think that living in a pod or eating bugs is bad, you're a reactionary. You're a right winger. Those are actually brilliant technocratic solutions to the problems of overpopulation and global warming." And that presupposes that the problems of overpopulation and global warming are your fault as an individual proletarian and not the fault of giant multinational corporations that make trillions of dollars out of your labor. So when I say, "I will not eat the bugs, I will not live in the pod," that means I will not kowtow to the elites when they offer me a technocratic bullshit band-aid solution to a problem of capital, okay? So this article that I brought up from a website called Singularity Hub is saying a new factory in France is going to be mass producing bugs as food. And let me be the first to say, I will not eat the bugs.
Well, it's interesting, too, because it's like a lot of times when right wingers are like, "I will not eat the bugs, I will not live in the pod," it just rings to me like that Facebook group title that's like capitalist or right wingers attacking communism by describing capitalism, right? Yeah. It's like this dystopia is already here and it's being delivered by your Amazons and your Walmarts and your other similarly large corporations.
That's right.
You don't need a monolith.
Eating the bugs and living the pod is a capitalist dystopia. That's right.
Yeah. This is called Yinsect.
Yeah, under capitalism, it's spelled really stupidly, too. Yeah.
Well, it's also French, so...
Yeah, but that's not what French looks like. I've seen French.
And they're saying that, according to... If you click through to the article that this website is referencing, it's saying that they're, like, an animal food, like, crop fertilizers. Mm-hmm. They're trying to make mealworms for fish food and stuff. But then if you go a little lower, it starts to be like, well, also... Maybe we're experimenting with like pet food and, you know, stuff to feed to more, you know. And then they also have a demo facility called Yin Meal. So like in meal and in oil.
Oil? Like what? For your car?
Like bug oil? Like instead of olive or avocado oil, I can just smear some nice cricket oil on my pan?
Yeah. That's one of the most horrific versions of that eating. And for some reason, the idea of just like squeezing out the fat from crickets and then saving it.
Ew.
Really repulsive.
So gross.
I think it kind of slaps. Why? Honestly, I would... The thing that bugs me the most about this is that we don't live in a system where I can cheer this on. Because this rules, and I love it. Because I was born in the 90s era of like the grosser and more outrageous the better, and that stayed with me. But I just can't trust the people who are in charge to do anything responsible with this. It's all they're going to force feed us bug paste like a fucking foie gras duck. That's what they're going to do.
No, I absolutely agree. I agree with John 100%. It's like, okay, so if the planet is in such dire circumstances, why don't the elites? You know, show us an example by eating the bugs first. They will never do that because the bugs, the bug paste, the pod to live in that's that you don't own, you just rent.
Tiny home nation.
The everything dystopic. That's for you. That's for you. You're a worker. You're a proletarian.
Yeah.
The elites, they will continue to eat caviar and steak and lobster, even though lobster was originally fed to prisoners, as Bryn brought up before the show. But
That's disgusting. Don't eat lobster. If you lived in the
I like bugs seafood, are
good. I'm just saying, if you lived in the ocean, the dolphins would be like, bro, you're fucking disgusting.
The point that I'm trying to make is like the elites will continue to eat whatever the fuck they want, and they will eat delicious things that are, you know, that you have been told are bad for the
like
environment.
Like human children.
They don't care. And they will provide you this bullshit to, they will eat the adrenochrome of human children while you sit in your pod and eat bugs.
And that's why BB Bledis is proposing the never before seen or heard adrenochrome for all plan.
Yeah. If you get to have adrenochrome, I want it too. I want all the babies. Give it to babies.
Americans are sick and tired of not having adrenochrome to feed to their families. They're working too hard for too long. And they deserve adrenochrome free of charge for every man, woman, and child in this nation.
Did you guys see the picture of Bernie getting the vaccine? But people took that picture and then put it next to like a picture of a tattoo. And somebody put a Grift Shop, a friend of the pod, one of my MUFOs on Twitter, put the picture of the Elizabeth Warren hex code for her
That
people got
time
so
on
mad at
people
him.
People were losing their minds.
And people and the Pit Crew Zionists were like going fucking insane about it.
Oh, they're mad
and
at like, this? But he didn't do that. That was the Elizabeth Warren people.
That's literally a fucking Elizabeth Warren joke. Okay, it has and you know people are like this is anti-Semitic. Blah 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 blah. Okay,
no, you're just an Elizabeth Warren stan, and you don't like it when we make fun of your girl.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, but. Speaking of something that will piss you off just as much, Instagram. All right.
I do hate Instagram.
Instagram is currently on posts about the 94 crime bill, something that Bill Clinton and Joe Biden collabed on and dropped like a fucking mixtape.
Yeah. They
into
loved
the
it.
Inner cities where it put literal generations of impoverished black men into prison. Instagram is rating that claim as false.
Literally,
because it didn't happen. Fact check, the 1994 crime bill did not bring mass incarceration of Black Americans. They weren't Black Americans. They were super predators.
Thank you, USA Today, for your always blistering fact checks. I'm sure your parent company and Mark Zuckerberg aren't thick as thieves at all.
That's right.
Yeah. If you are pro the Black Lives Matter protests, or, you know, the Ferguson protests, or all the anti-police, if you got ACAB in your bio, literally Joe Biden is the author and punisher of everything.
Yes.
That we're talking about now. Like, yes. He did it. It's him. You can point to a single person in Congress, or literally the president now. He's the one who did it. Like, it was always a thing, you know, the history of like runaway slave catchers, and like the police have always been bad. But like ramping up the militarization of police, the war on drugs, like all of that, like pinnacles with him. This particular legislation.
Well, I understand that, like, this is a real issue that has actually tangibly affected millions of Black lives. But let me ask you, is that worth tarnishing a bourgeois politician's reputation on the internet?
Well, listen, it's complicated.
The reason I bring this up is, you know, I mean, over the past year, we've seen increased censorship of conservatives on social media. And I brought this up because, yes, it is very funny when Donald Trump tweets something and Twitter censors it and is like, this is actually completely not true, whatever, you know, and makes it so you can't retweet or respond to it. But I said this months ago, that would be turned on. And I predicted that this would be the first use of this against the left would be just fact check Palestinians actually aren't human, but it ended up being this 94 crime bill shit.
Right.
All right. That is something that I literally said would happen. Okay. And it is now happening. And
yeah, of course,
like I said, it's funny when people you don't like run afoul of the social media, the Silicon Valley tech companies, but if you're a good liberal and you're cheering on Silicon Valley and the tech companies when they censor the bad people, like, that shit's just going to get turned around and used on you because you tacitly support it. Now, if you're a leftist and, you know, you're Joker pilled and you're just like, haha, they got censored, and you don't really have any investment in, and you don't think it's necessarily good or bad, you're just taking delight in that somebody that you don't like got censored, that's fine. But don't pretend like Silicon Valley is on your side, because
that's
Silicon
true.
Valley, mm-hmm. Joe Biden, they are all in cahoots with each other. And that is precisely why this story is getting suppressed, because it is a indisputable fact that there are thousands of people still in prison, lives ruined, families broken apart because of that crime bill.
Yeah.
Okay. People who absolutely did not deserve to go to prison, did not deserve to have their lives ruined, ended up dying because of it. And they are telling you that's completely false. Okay. So just be aware that this shit is going to be increasingly turned on the left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The fact check that USA Today offers is, mass incarceration started in the 1960s. So he didn't bring it to them. And it's like, the Post doesn't say he invented mass incarceration, just that he did it.
Yeah.
So
actually, slavery was the OG mass incarceration. Yeah. So he's got clean hands. Yeah. No,
actually,
but I mean,
even before slavery, Irish people were actually slaves. So that was the original mass incarceration.
Joe Biden didn't melt ingots of steel down into bars to personally trap Black men in cages. And so the 94 crime bill didn't do anything.
It's fine.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. But the way I think about it is, like, if someone swatted Ben Shapiro and like, you know, jackbooted thugs like came into his house and like shot him in his kneecaps.
Ow, oh my God, I'm triggered, ow.
Yeah, like I
well,
would
actually,
laugh.
Actually, you shot me in the ulna.
It's actually called the patella.
Look, yes, you can have schadenfreude, but also think that, oh, wait, no, this is just going to get turned on the left because
well,
the
there
first
are
enemy, the first enemy of the liberals is the right, and then the second enemy is the left. And sometimes that's reversed. Sometimes the first enemy is the left. Sometimes they'll destroy the left before they'll even think about even, you know, being like, please, Mr. Right, please, can we maybe compromise, please?
Well, sometimes the fucking liberals will just, like, they get power, and then they fuck up the left really bad just as a way to show the right wing that they're ready to work together. So in that way, it's anybody who's, like, left of, like, or anybody who's to the right of a utopian socialist is a liberal. And then there's a little gray area of ineffective socialists, and then you have all the real, actual leftists on the other side of that buffer.
Yeah. Like, that's what I mean, is, like, you know, In America, we like to think that there's the right, which are conservatives, which isn't a real thing. That's just liberals. And then there's other liberals who are like, you know, think that abortion should be legal or whatever, or that gay people shouldn't be killed in the streets or something. Yeah. That's the same fucking ideology. It's not different. And so for me, it's like, yeah, I hate the fucking state and I don't want cops to exist. But if that happens, I would laugh. But obviously, yeah, I don't think Twitter should exist. I don't think it should be censored. Like when they completely suppressed the Hunter Biden story, that was fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't post the article at all. They were just like, this is so fake that you're not allowed to post it.
It's bad. And they shouldn't be able to do that because they shouldn't exist.
Well, that was like the biggest outrage, wasn't it? Like that was this whole, like, if you are against the Bidens, then you're somehow pro-Trump. And it's like, no, I absolutely refuse to let the political dichotomies of bourgeois politics determine for me whether or not I need to give this billionaire rapist a pass or this one. It's
You know what? How about this? Before, I wasn't pro-Trump, but now that you've censored me from being critical against the liberal Democrat Party, now I am pro-Trump because you've offered me no other alternative. Fuck you.
Also,
suck my fucking cock.
John, fact check, Joe Biden's only worth $200 million. He's actually not a billionaire pedophile. He's a 200 millionaire pedophile. Check the facts.
Another technocratic solution to a problem caused by capital is the Pennsylvania Department of Health is now encouraging you in a press release saying large gatherings are not safe during COVID. But if you attend a large gathering where you might end up having sex, below are tips to reduce your risk of spreading or getting COVID-19 through sex. So now COVID-19 has become the most deadly STD in the world. Step one, limit number of sexual partners. Two, try to identify a consistent sexual partner. Okay, well, yeah, you're telling me to be trad? Okay, well, yeah. Well, but that's poly erasure.
You love it.
Number three, wear a face covering, avoid kissing, and do not touch your eyes, nose, or mouth with unwashed hands.
I feel like...
Four, wash your hands with soap, et cetera, et cetera. Five, if you usually meet your sex partners online, consider taking a break from in-person dates. Video dates, sexting, subscription-based fan platforms, or chat rooms may be options for you. So I ask, why is it just $600? Why can't I just have a free subscription to OnlyFans?
I got to tell you.
Why can't I get why can't I write off OnlyFans on my taxes? I'm literally doing a public service by not going out and having orgies while not wearing a mask.
I gotta tell you, the OnlyFans, the subscription-based fan service thing deserves a lot of scrutiny. But what really blows my mind is that for the entire pandemic, various state agencies have been telling you that if you're going to have sex with somebody, wear a mask and don't kiss. As if
insane.
In a sexual activity, in the environment of a bed, having sex, or wherever you do it, you're going to manage to not transmit COVID to your partner.
How is that possible? Yeah,
folks.
Make sure you nut in 30 seconds. Leave immediately. Don't buy your dinner. Don't do anything good. And maybe you won't get COVID.
Definitely use
folks,
the rhythm method.
If you're gonna have sex during COVID, look, there's no kissing allowed. You have to wear a mask. No kissing. No first names. All right, just put John Smith in the motel book registry. Okay. No.
Don't look, tell just anybody. Keep it.
It's hotter that way, folks.
It's actually way better. Take my advice.
Yeah, so the state is now mandating that you patronize OnlyFans.
I mean, I gotta tell you though, I think this is a really, really good shout out to all those people who show up at their family holiday parties thinking, I'm gonna get laid tonight, you know? They've needed a wake up call for a long time, and I think Governor Wolf finally gave it to them.
Yeah, know? This has always been really insane to me because it's like, who are these people? Like, who is in charge of writing shit like this? It's like, if you have like just met somebody and you're like, hey, let's both wait 10 days, agree to not see anyone, and then come over and have sex for a whole weekend, like, that's totally safe. Like, mm-hmm. we understand how it works. You've been telling us for the past, you know what, almost a year now, how it works, how to avoid getting sick. You can fuck. It's fine. It's insane to be like, you should put a mask on if you're going to fuck some. It's like, shut up. It doesn't mean anything.
No, I didn't bring this article up because I thought that it was stupid that they're telling you not to fuck. I brought this article up because I don't believe anybody should fuck.
No, okay. Not during the fucking holidays. That's Jesus's birthday, you heathens. Get a grip.
That's right. Thank you, John.
Yeah. So fuck whoever you want. Just, you know, you'll figure it out. I'm sure it'll be fine. It doesn't really matter.
You should be a sex ed teacher.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're all gonna die. I mean, like, this is the thing. They're not gonna do anything to help you, actually. So you know, whatever you think is best and whatever you think is safe is probably the safest thing to do.
Yeah, I trust your judgment better than the state's, especially if the state thinks washing your hands with soap and water often is going to prevent you from catching COVID during sex.
Yeah, raw dogging somebody and then washing your hands. Like, well, no way I could have gotten any disease during that activity.
Also, one thing that was circling this week was that old, really old Vox tweet that was like, actually, don't wear a mask ever.
Man, it was a simpler time.
Well,
that
just goes to show, it's like, you shouldn't trust anything the elites say.
They don't know anything.
Like, look, I mean, I've been saying this for a while, right? They told you don't go see your family for Thanksgiving. They didn't say, if you're going to see your family for Thanksgiving, take proper precautions. They just said, don't see your family for Thanksgiving. So to them, it's not about, you know, the happiness of the people. It's not about, you know, keeping people healthy and safe. It is literally just about control. It is about them exerting control over you to make you miserable so that you are easier to subjugate, so that you are easier to divide and conquer. Because that's what they
want.
The
ruling class will tell you not to go see your family, but then they'll say that you can have sex as long as you follow a bunch of special rules. So basically, the bourgeoisie are trying to tell you that sex is more important than your parents, but that's not true. Your parents are more important because they have never had sex. You were immaculately conceived.
You're
trying
God.
I may have gotten some wires crossed, but I'm pretty sure the elites are telling us it's safe to have sex with your parents if you wear a mask.
If you wear a mask in the, you know, with the face of Jeffrey Epstein on it, you can fuck your dad.
Then it's not
you have gay sex with your dad. Yes.
Is Cumtown an MK Ultra program to make people want to wear Jeffrey Epstein masks?
That
and fuck
doesn't surprise me.
Look, I was talking the other day about how Christmas songs, I mean, they're the ideal MK Ultra trigger because like nobody suspects a politically motivated murder around the holidays. So if you program your intelligence asset to snap as soon as he hears grandma got run over by a reindeer, it's literally the perfect crime.
I mean, I snap every time I hear the sax line from Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses. So I might have already been
that,
MK Ultra
that song
program.
Absolutely rocks. That is such a fucking good Christmas song.
Yeah, every murder I've ever done has been to Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Wing.
That is one of the worst Christmas
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, fuck Paul McCartney forever. I hate worst. That piece of shit. Yeah.
That song sucks so bad.
It sucks so bad.
Oh, okay. Agreed. And the last
thing. I got one more for you. Yeah, sorry. I got one more for you all. Bryn, you are our resident Latinx person. What is your opinion on the term Latinx?
I think we've talked about this before, but I find it to be, on Twitter, I'm generally considered not allowed to talk about anything involving my heritage or the people I grew up around or my family because I appear to be light-skinned. And that's true. I'm actually a settler and I should be killed. but Latinx is something that no Spanish speaker that I've ever known has said. We don't talk that way. In Mexico, the non-binary preferred way to refer to people who have, you know, neither male nor female pronouns is to use a E, so an E sound. So Latinx is entirely made up by non-Spanish speakers. Mm-hmm. And every single Spanish speaker I know has said that it's basically like language imperialism.
Because you can't even say yes. That. That's not how pronouncing X works in Spanish or English, really. You can't like, just why didn't they pick a word?
You can't just throw an X in where a
it would be. It would be Latins. Latin, because it's basically silent. So look, if a queer person who was a Spanish speaker wanted to have a good faith conversation about it, fine. But like this whole like the fucking Los Angeles Times being like, we're going to start a newsletter dedicated to Latino people, and it's called the Latinx Files.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Because I got really excited when I first saw this because I thought they were doing a reboot mm-hmm. of the X Files, but it was all
starring Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong.
It had that would rule.
The dramatic aesthetics of a telenovela, but
ooh,
you know,
I
it
love
was
this.
Still
that sounds nice.
The subject matter of the X. That sounds way better than this mm-hmm. fucking dumbass no. newsletter yeah. bullshit.
I mean, I've had so many people because I'll bring it up. I see somebody say it online, and I'm like, nobody fucking says Latinx, and then I get like paragraph after paragraph of like why it's actually very respectful and why I'm not like respecting people. And I'm like, I don't think you're respecting the way a language that you don't speak works and is commonly accepted right. to work by the people who speak it.
Yeah. And then they'll be like, my, you know, and then the thing is like, it's always the excuse is like, well, my Hispanic friend or my Latinx friend who is actually just as, you know, white as me or whatever mm-hmm. said it was what they liked or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, whatever. We can just disagree. It's not oppressive for me to say it's stupid.
Yeah. My friend Jose Krieger, whose father fled Cuba, they call themselves Latinx. So you're actually doing imperialism
to
him.
It's not like non-white people don't ever just like agree to something that sounds totally insane so as not to upset the white person they're trying to talk to who is incredibly fragile.
Absolutely.
That's how slavery happened.
They were just like, all right.
Oh, geez, this is awkward. I guess we'll go along with it. Fuck. What's their, they think they own us? This is really weird. We got to start this out. We got to talk to the head
like
white person.
Kanye said.
That sounds like a choice, man.
Yeah, bring me the CEO of white people and like King Henry VIII just waddled out holding a turkey leg. What do you want?
And they're like, wow, these guys are more fucked up than we originally thought. This is really weird.
Yeah. Not how it works. It's like, look, I don't care. It's fine. If people, white people want to be cringe, they can be cringe. But like, you know, I don't expect me to pretend it's a good idea to call people
being cringe
X.
should be a capital offense.
Right? it's actually a crime.
Speaking of being cringe, look, the holidays this season, whether you're already in the thick of celebrating them or you're celebrating them coming up, be as cringe as you want because mm-hmm. this, for all we know, this could be our last one.
I hope it's our last
Cheers,
one.
Cheers, bud. I'll drink
last,
to that.
Last Christmas?
What did you give me a hat? Last Christmas?
Yeah, no more Christmases because, you know, all
the war on
of capitalism
Christmas will be won.
Christmas will be perceived as a, you know, as capitalist propaganda mm-hmm. in the future. Oh, yeah. It should be banned. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We really do hope you're having a beautiful holiday. And, you know, if you're around family and friends that you get to see, you know, congratulations. I
celebrate a new family holiday that I invented around. It's basically Christmas, but instead of giving presents, you just send non-suspicious, non-incendiary packages to political figures. And it's also my religion. So if you tell me I can't do it, you are literally infringing upon my rights.
It's a festivus for the rest of us.
This week's BP Bledis is brought to you by Politics Box. Politics Box is a weekly loot crate service that will drop a bomb on the doormat of your preferred politician every week.
Mailing a politics box to Joe Biden. Gone wrong.
Download our app from the Apple App Store.
I am gonna mail a politics box to Joe Biden.
Yeah. Shout out to Caleb. And thanks for listening to BP Bledis. We really do hope you're having a great one. And please follow us on Twitter at WeedPod. Follow us all of us individually. Hang out with us on Mids Posting on Facebook. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/BP Bledis. And then we'll see you in the Discord.
Beep on, y'all.
Goodbye, guys.
Love you.
Magic brought this tale to a very happy end.